Yeah, no, I remember vividly because we were putting on a big scale. We put on big scale events with entertainment and food and activities, and up our 14th floor is just beautiful. It spans the entire 14th floor, floor to ceiling windows. It's gorgeous. And we do large scale events up there and bringing out outside vendors. So we had planned this big kind of sock hop event with an impersonator, a musician who did like Elvis Presley and Buddy Holly. And it was weeks and weeks planning it. And it was scheduled for March, I think 13th or 14th. And so, or 14th. And so that was, we were just notified. We were just starting to learn about COVID. And of course, everybody's looking at me, every department, because we know we have to shut everything down. But I've been putting my blood, sweat, and tears into this special event. And they're like, okay, we're gonna do the event because there's no way we can cancel it. Because it was on March 13th or 14th, I can't remember what day. And then that was our last event. That was like the big hurrah before everything shut down. So that was an exceptional program. Being the recreation therapist, I do, you know, assessments and also programming, but interventions and assessments for small scale programs and residents who need engagement, who are either socially isolated or just are unable to attend programs. And I used to have facilitators like activity specialists, personal trainers, entertainment, everything from, you know, a yoga instructor, Zumba instructor, all our different exercise facilitators, and then a technology assistant who came in from the senior society who came in and did tech assistance. So we had all these people coming in. So before, a typical day for me, I was able to spend time with those residents who were difficult to get out or integrate themselves into the community or who lacked engagement or stimulation. And I could leave it up to my facilitators, who I organized coming into the building, to facilitate programs for the majority of the residents. So that was kind of a typical day. But then once everything was shut down, it was a huge, huge impact on recreation because all of a sudden now all of our vendors, outside vendors, could no longer come in. And so we have through the building, we had a lot of people coming in and out of this building. You know, at least five, and then volunteers, that was a huge part as well. Volunteers were coming into the building. Students, we had students coming in. I have a great rapport with Norquest College here in Edmonton, and they have this program called the Language Integration Pro. It's called the LINC program, and it's for people, immigrants coming in and wanting to improve their English, and also with the goal of hopefully working in healthcare. So they would come here and I would kind of give them, they would be volunteers or students, and they would come in and do programs to improve their English with a variety of programs. And they were so helpful. I didn't realize how much I relied on our community. We'd have weekend pianist. We have, again, on our 14th floor, we have a piano, a lovely piano and space. So actually, like the Edmonton Symphony Orchestra practices here. They come and use the space to practice with the stipulation that they give us a concert every once a month to like put on a concert for us. And then we have like another pianist. He's so wonderful. He just came in because he loves playing the piano and doesn't have one in his apartment building, would just come in on Saturdays and play for the residents. And so even though I wasn't here on the weekends, I'd have all these people coming in and out of the building and really like giving a pulse to the building, and it was so nice. So once that stopped, I realized, oh my gosh, like, now that was a huge shift in like how do we adapt. So yeah, before it was a lot of organizing, like organizing behind the scenes of all those other outside vendors coming in, and then still being able to target because the independent, quote unquote, independent or more easily easier residents to target were being supported from the facilitators that we were bringing in, that I could spend my time with the residents who needed more support.